Hey, welcome to Failure to Launch. This is Joe Ramirez. This is your Monday edition of our podcast as we kind of discuss, I guess, failure. Eventually, you know, I guess we'll shift from there towards what success looks like. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyways, update for my friend. Her podcast launch date is now next week. So, you know, I'm a little bummed that we're moving it back, but I also want to encourage her to continue pushing towards the goal. So you got to balance, you know, how that looks. So if you hear this, let's get it going. I love you. Let's get it handled. I want to spend a couple minutes real quick to discuss talents. I touched base a little bit on that yesterday, that everybody has a talent, and I remember being much younger thinking of, I'm an athlete, let me give you some context. Always played sports are big in my life. At this point in time, I like coaching sports. It just always has been. So when I was younger, I would look at a Wayne Gretzky or a Michael Jordan or Ken Griffey Jr. or these guys that were just amazing. And I would just think like, wow, how incredible it must be to be the best at what you do. And I just remember, you know, as I expanded those thoughts into other areas, artists, composers, musicians, And you just think of like, man, there's so many different crafts out there and so many different people that are good at them. And I kind of just began to come to this conclusion. Again, this is like teenage me, so don't put too much stock into it. But I just really believe like every person has something that they're good at. Like they just have a knack for. And if they could find that thing and then pour themselves into it, then you get a Michael Jordan. Or you get a Wayne Gretzky, or you get a Beethoven, or whatever. And so I feel like those people that we think of as the all-time greats, they got to find those things early in life, or they got to find those things at a time where they were able to devote themselves to it. And for a lot of us, maybe we just miss out because of various circumstances, whatever it might be. You know, there's a million reasons. So what I want you to do is I want you to get rid of the idea that you missed out, that it's too late, that maybe it's you're too late in life or whatever it might be. You can always be good at something. You can always explore talents. And I think to find your talent, you got to just try a bunch of different things. And in trying things, again, you can't be afraid of failure. You got to just go out there. Let me explore. Let me see what's here. Let me get a little taste for this. Is it something I enjoy? So let me give you a real world example for that. For our family, we instituted this rule a long time ago when my kids were little. Anytime there's a new food, you have to try it twice. That's just the rule. The first time, you might get a knee-jerk reaction, be like, oh, this is gross, bad texture, whatever it is. That second taste, if you really don't like it at that point, hey, you gave it two shakes and it is what it is. But because of that, they've always been willing to try different foods. And so we used to go out of our way to find weird stuff to eat. And it's just always been fun. So I just, as a very simple metaphor for life, be willing to go give something two tries. Check it out. See what it is. You might find something all of a sudden, like there's this uncovered passion. And then, the joy of finding something that you love. So that's what I want you to do. Maybe this week, go try something new that you've never done before, that you've been curious about. Take two steps towards starting. All right. Catch you guys later. Bye.